fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 8th day of June, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. I guess I need to remind people maybe a couple of times a year why I say year of our Lord. First of all, it's true. Second of all, it really irritates Muslims and atheists, and that's a good thing. We do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to learn how to can food. If you're looking for a pressure canner, which is what you should be doing, the very best, the one that I have, I don't sell these, but you can find them online, I'm sure, is the All-American brand. That's All-American. Why is it so good? Well, here's why. Machining between the lid and the bottom is so precise, it does not need a gasket. That's how precise the machining is. So if you want the highest quality canner that will last for many decades in the future, you want the All-American brand. In addition, you'll want to get reusable canning lids. Yes, there is such a thing. I've got hundreds of them myself. Reusable canning lids. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line, I emphasize, a complete line of water filters, including the countertop Ready Pure Gravity Feed stainless steel water filter, which instead of the fragile, and it is fragile because I've seen this thing broken myself, plastic spigot they have on Berkey's, there's a solid metal spigot that will last for decades into the future. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. Did you happen to see Tucker Carlson's first Twitter 10-minute segment he did?
I did not, but I'll check it out today. You can fill me in on the overview if you want.
Well, he did an analysis of the bridge. Not the bridge, but the dam being blown up in Ukraine, which from his perspective as an American would make sense. I don't believe it was the right perspective, but I respect Carlson's opinion. And then he went into a about a 4 or 5 minute dialogue of what's wrong with this country and the fact, the provable fact that if you speak the truth, you'll be marginalized and stomped on by the mass media, by corporations and so forth.
Amen.
It was a good start. It was 10 minutes and some seconds, less than 11 minutes. I don't know how frequently he'll be doing it. I hope it's several times a week. We'll see. And of course, the legal ramifications of him doing this with regarding Fox News remain to be seen. What the outcome of that's going to be. But I'm a big fan of Tucker Carlson. I don't necessarily go along with everything he says, but his analysis, his everything is the guests he has are really impeccable and very excellent. Anyway, Kirk. When it comes to the matter of the COVID vaccination clot shots, it appears now that the scientists are finding green monkey DNA in the vaccination clot shots. Have you heard that?
No. What's a green monkey?
Well, it's a type of monkey, but it's also where we believe the AIDS virus began, was with the green monkey in Africa. If true, and if there'll be other scientists looking into this, if it proves to be true, it's just more another brick in the wall of all the dangerous, crazy stuff we found out about these COVID vaccinations, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, how many threats are going on all at once, you know, all around us. And, you know, like you, I think, you know, the pandemic is obviously a big issue. Or the supposed pandemic, and now
I was going to say the fake pandemic,
right? Yeah, and now what we see, you know, moving forward is everything is being put into place to even have greater, you know, digital controls during the quote unquote next pandemic, which I've no doubt is being planned as we speak.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because the World Health Organization is organizing a trial run to check out how the new plans for the next pandemic will play out.
That's right.
There was no date given, but it looks like they're on a fast track to get it done this year, best I can tell.
They are. I mean, they're snapping into place and made another announcement also, which you probably saw, you know, regarding the digital ID program and how that's going to tie in, you know, with the phones. And we've got several governors here in the U.S. that are supporting this, including recently Governor Kemp of Georgia. Is actually instituting this. You know, he had a trip out to the World Economic Forum recently, and you know, evidently has taken on a lot of their policies and plans to enact those down in Georgia. So that's a sad state of affairs, and just a lot going on. You know, this digital ID is the key, because folks, once they do that, and they tie every human being in, you know, with a barcode or a QR code. They'll be able to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you buy. It's married to this new, you know, financial system. They're instituting that now. If anybody's recently been to Lowe's or Home Depot and has checked out using the self-checkout lane, you've noticed that they now have cameras that are filming you as you check out. This
right.
to tie
right.
your visual, you know, in with your ID and your credit cards. So it's happening all around us. I think this is the fight, John. I think if we don't fight this, I think we're going to be in big trouble as this rolls out and develops.
Well, let me, and that's true. The dollar store does the same thing. If you saw do the self-checkout.
Oh, do they really? The dollar store?
Yeah. So for the self-checkout lane, yes. Which there's a certain amount of sense to that because of shoplifting and theft and so forth. But let's give people some hope here. Something I've said, I haven't said this in maybe a year or more. There's always a low-cost solution and countermeasure for all the high-tech stuff. Let's go back to my war, Vietnam, for example. The U.S. Department of Defense, DARPA, developed devices that could be dropped from an aircraft. They would have a point on them, and they'd stick in the ground. And to a casual observer, they look like just another green leafy plant in the jungle.
Hmm.
That's what they looked like. Now, I don't know if they had two types or one type, but they had these devices that could detect and tell the smell of human urine.
Jeez.
Now, if, I don't know if it was a separate device or not, but they had another device, which may have been incorporated in one, but given the technology of the time, it's probably a separate device. The same, it looked like a green leafy plant that could detect human footsteps. So they dropped these things in the jungle, they would, if it was human urine, that would send a signal to a satellite. That went back to the Air Force in Thailand. Thailand would notify the crews of the B-52 bombers, who would bomb the location of the human urine out in the jungle. The same thing with human footsteps. The signal would be transmitted to a satellite that would go back to Thailand, and the B-52 pilots would bomb that area where the human footsteps were. Well, the Viet Cong figured this out in the North Vietnamese Army, the NVA, figured this out pretty quick. So here's the simple countermeasures. They hung buckets of urine in the jungle. So the U.S. Air Force would have these multi-million dollar aircraft with college-educated pilots dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars of bombs on buckets of urine in the jungle. With the footsteps, the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese, would walk along with oxen. So the footsteps of the oxen would conceal the footsteps of the human beings. And so they didn't drop any bombs there because they didn't want to bomb oxes. They just wanted to bomb human beings. Move forward to the next war, Afghanistan. The enemy in Afghanistan, they bought cases and cases, thousands of space blankets, the ones that are green on one side and silver on the other. They took the green side and they used glue to glue dirt and plants to the space blanket. And then when they knew there was a drone, or they suspected there was a drone or something that could have thermal imaging, they would cover themselves up with the space blanket, and their image would not show up on the very expensive $50,000 plus thermal imaging devices that the U.S. military had mounted on aircraft and drones.
Wow.
Both.
Wow.
So take heart, ladies and gentlemen. There's always, always, I repeat, always a cheap countermeasure to all these high-tech devices that the New World Order comes up with. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, once they institute this, you know, full digitization, it's going to become pretty difficult, you know, for people to exist, because, you know, I'm sure you've seen also, John, you know, the internet digital ID, you know, to force you to use that every time you access the internet. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be tech workarounds, but unfortunately, 99.99% of the population won't have access to it or won't understand it.
Well, I have neighbors who drive but don't have a driver's license, don't have the internet, don't have a smartphone, don't know what a smartphone is, have heard the internet but barely know what it is, and care less. And they have pretty normal lives.
Now, we've got them here too, you know, in North Carolina. But again, you know, it's gonna affect commerce, you know, at a higher level, and manufacturing.
Well, of course it will.
At a higher level, which is the big concern. Another reason why we need to prep as much as we possibly can,
right,
for the necessities that we know we're going to need.
Absolutely.
Because believe me, if you want to stay isolated, you're going to need them, from what I can tell.
Right. Well, but, I agree.
Well, and the health, and it's all being sponsored, you know, or laid out there by the WHO, and consequently, you know, they'll tie the, you know, the vaccination report and all these other things, you know, directly to this, you know, master ID.
Right,
and,
right.
Well, it's very concerning.
Well, one of my first and very likely my only ocean cruise. I may do a cruise on one of these American rivers, but
right.
Since we left the country and came back to the country, we had to go through customs coming back. And so the public address system on the ship said, be sure and have your passport ready. I said that every 10 minutes. So I'm all lined up, ready to have the customs people look at my passport. I'm approaching the customs checkpoint with my passport in my hand. And the customs official says, stand here. So there's an X on the floor. About 6 feet in front of me is a camera. And he says, okay, you're good to go. He He didn't even look at my passport. It didn't matter if I had a passport or not, because they had the digital camera that instantly recognized me for who I was and had me in the system because I had a passport. I was a bit disappointed I didn't get to show anybody my passport, quite frankly. But
yeah, now they've got the machines, obviously, you know, where they're taking a picture of you and they know who you are, and you know, they
well,
tie
that's
it
what
to
it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
that's
it's
exactly
it's,
what it was.
I tell you, the international travel has come a long way from what it used to be. Even the domestic travel is. I mean, I took my first plane flight about 2 weeks ago. You know, over the last 3 or 4 years, and it was quite an experience. I mean, it was really, really, you know, a jacked up security. They must have had 40 people, you know, working at the. And this was just at the Raleigh, you know, airport, which is a very small airport, and completely new, sophisticated, you know, X-ray machines and all the rest of it. And, you know, just I thought it was really intimidating. I mean, that's how I felt anyway.
Right. July of 2017, I was awarded Prague Peace Prize. And my flight included a one-hour layover in Canada where I switched planes. And so the airport in Canada couldn't figure out how to keep everybody in a secure area. So I had to leave the secure area and come back to the secure area. So when I was leaving the secure area, there's this Canadian customs lady with body armor on, and I had to talk to her, and she asked me, what's your profession? And I said, young lady, I'm here for an hour. What does it matter what my profession is? I don't even want to be in your country. I'm just here to change planes.
Right, exactly.
So I told her I was a homicide detective, you know, went on through and got the next flight out there to Prague, Czech Republic.
Now they have signs to tell you while you're waiting in line to go through security. They've got signs up that tell you, you know, no back talk, no cursing, no violence, no threatening language. You know, it's such that you feel like you don't even want to speak because you don't know how they're going to interpret.
Yeah. they want you to be intimidated, and that's the whole
thing. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm paying good money to be here and, you know, to take advantage of this service. I'm being treated like you're being treated like a prisoner, literally. I mean,
well, actually, you know, in my career as a homicide detective, I've had to visit dozens of city jails, county jails, state prisons, and federal prisons. And I get treated better going into those facilities than I do going through airport security.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And now the prices of the food in the airport is just insane.
Well,
I mean, I think we have two.
Airport food's always been expensive.
Oh, it's just crazy. It was like a coffee and another drink and a couple of biscuits was like, you know, $28.
I know. Yeah, it's absurd. Well, look at the prices at the baseball stadium for a hot dog and a soft drink. Hmm. You know, they're pretty pricey also. That's just, you know, you go into those environments. Well, most people know ahead of time that it's going to be expensive. You can always bring your own sack lunch and avoid those extreme prices. Yeah, question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. When you're a business of manufacturing water filters, are you running into supply chain issues at the moment?
No, not presently. You know, certain parts that we use in some of our commercial builds, we had to wait, you know, several weeks and sometimes in one case up to 10 weeks to get the parts that we needed, which is one of the reasons why, you know, we've developed our own in-house machine shop so we can create some small parts that we may need that, you know, will prevent us from being backordered on certain items. And that's working out really well, although that's quite a project in of itself. I'm sure you can imagine all the elements of it. I needed to run some three-phase, you know, equipment, and so consequently we've had to set up a, you know, a rotary phase converter and deal with this and, you know, all these other things. It's quite interesting.
Hold on. We got a break for it.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We talk a lot about the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter because that's the beginning point of what you need. We suggest one for every two adults, one for every three children, plus one unopened in a box as a very high-quality barter item. Kirk offers our listeners It's a very special deal, a $100 discount on each piece of equipment. That's a very substantial savings. It adds up to a lot of money really quick, doesn't it, Kirk?
It really does. We've had people save, you know, literally thousands of dollars in our program as a result of being, you know, one of the John Moore listeners. So we're here to help any way we can, and we've got extensive discounts, including a special running up until Father's Day, not only on our Mod Water unit, which is our smallest economy unit, but also on our brand new Helix Purity and Alka Purity system. We've got at least a $200 savings offered on those units, and we've got more incentives for the Helix Purity, which is the larger system, which includes the structuring water component on top of the constant pressure RO basis Alka Purity system, which is the best energized alkaline antioxidant system available on the market today, in my opinion. Back to you.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a panel at my website for the Water Revolution products, and I urge you to go there, check that out, do a little shopping, and get what you need to have clean, pure, and healthy water. And all water is not the same, is it, Kirk?
No, it's not. And, you know, it's one thing to remove contaminants, and that's certainly an important part of the equation. But the other factor is you want to be left with a water that's structured more organically, like what you would find in nature from a fresh moving stream or a deep well spring. And our system that we developed here at Water Revolution almost 14 years ago actually makes that happen in your home, in your equipment. So, you know, the problem is if you're drinking completely purified, you know, what I call chemicalized, deionized, you know, type water day in and day out, it'll actually wind up leaching minerals and other cofactors out of your body because water wants to be made whole with that mineral content. So I don't think that, you know, a totally purified, you know, system like you would get with either just RO by itself or some of the purified water that you'd buy in the store, you know, in the plastic bottles, which has its other set of indicators on top of that. I just think that it's not a great alternative over time and distance.
Roger that. So anyway, let's move on from there. That gives people a great heads up, and they can review the information and make their decision, make their purchase. Bob, now our break coming up here, and call number is 512-248-8252. So the presidential race is heating up, and we've got to deal with this for about a year and a half here, don't we? Real close.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Do you see that Mark Meadows has agreed to flip on Trump and give some kind of negative testimony in exchange for – I saw this morning in the Liberty Daily, and I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, this thing just never ends. I mean, they're just trying to continue to concoct things, you know, to say against Trump and tie him up with charges. And evidently this latest thing is tied to some kind of espionage charge that they plan on releasing against Trump. It's unbelievable.
Another major distraction. We got a caller on hold here, Kirk. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kirk. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. It was so quiet. Okay, good. I gotcha. Yeah, I was actually calling about the, I don't know if you've addressed this already, about the smoke and all that. So, you know, greetings from...
We haven't talked about the smoke, no. Do you have it there in Philadelphia?
Oh, yes, we most certainly do. Quite heavily yesterday. It was very hazy. It wasn't quite like a fog. But it was like, you know, you could see this, you know, smoke in the air. It got pretty heavy and started moving out in the late afternoon. It's a good bit better today, but we're still supposed to have some vestiges of it. Did you have any of it down there, out there?
No, not at all where we are.
I have some of it here in North Carolina.
Really?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they showed New York City, you know, obscured by the haze.
All right, Glenn, thanks for the update. Anything else?
My question is, who's going
to
pay
the
carbon
taxes? Hold on to the break, Glenn. Hold on to the break.
Okay. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. This Saturday, the day after tomorrow, June 10th, I will be running the 100-meter dash in the Missouri Senior Games in Columbia, Missouri. That'll be 9 o'clock in the morning. Details and address there at my website at thelibertyman.com. The second weekend of August, I'll be speaking at the Red Pill Expo, the next one, which will be in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to own a beautiful one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, as is featured on Yellowstone, well, we can help you out there. The company I work with builds kits that will be shipped to your job site for your contractor to build a custom home that you dream of. Details at thelibertyman.com. Just give me a call. We have with us Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and Glenn, you got a follow-up question or comment, sir?
Yeah, yeah. First, I was going to say 100 yards. That's pretty interesting. Later this morning, I'll be doing the 100-yard limp with my dog before I go to work.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well,
you learn to work around the injuries. You know, when you're an athlete, you learn to work around the injuries.
Well, maybe not these. I probably need a knee surgery and a hip replacement or something, but we'll see.
Uh-huh. What else, Glenn?
But I thank God I'm still able to work 6 days a week, so recuperating from the problems of recent year and a half or so. So I'm doing okay. The smoke. What I want to know is who's going to pay the carbon taxes on all this smoke? somebody's got to give money to the government for this. Not that they're going to do anything with it, but,
don't hold your breath on that.
Yeah, hold my breath. Uh-huh, pun intended.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
No. Yeah, exactly. Every time there's some big natural event like this that involves smoke, a volcano goes off or something, it puts out many, many times the amount of carbon that the human race puts out. But you never hear the greenies, talk. They never seem to address this.
Glenn, don't bring logic to this argument. You can't do that.
But it's just pure foolishness.
Well, do you know better? You can't bring logic to these arguments. You're not allowed to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But then there's a much. Yesterday, it kind of had a post-apocalyptic feel to it, with all the gray and everything. Like it was truly weird.
It really does. Yeah, no question.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. I had driving somebody. I'm driving on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I'm looking at the decreased visibility, and I'm like, I've never seen anything like this. This is truly a. But Kirk, you got that post-apocalyptic feeling too?
For a while, and this is just another element of it. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't think that it's. I'm not sure that the atmosphere was quite orange like it was in New York, but it's leaning that way. Air quality alerts everywhere. You can smell it outside. And, it's just a strange time of year. I mean, I can't believe how cool it is outside in the morning, here for, first week in June, headed into the second week. It's just bizarre. The whole thing is strange.
It was a partial moon last night, and it looked like it was an eclipse or something. The moon's been orange for the past few nights.
I bet. How far is Philadelphia from New York City? Is it about 150 miles?
About a 90-minute drive. I haven't been up there in many years, but it's about between an hour, hour and a half, up to New York.
It's coming from the Quebec area, isn't it?
Yes, it's coming down from Canada, from Quebec. Right, exactly. So. I'm after New York, and then you're a little while further down than me, so a good bit further south. So, but I was interesting that you're getting it down there.
Yeah, it's crazy that they're saying the affected area is almost 10 million acres, which is a lot of property. 10 million is a lot.
Yeah. People crazy. Can save a lot of money on smoking materials and just breathe deep the
That's
gathering
it.
Gloom.
That's right.
Watch late fade from every room. Anyway, all right, guys, have a good day.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I'll be taping a show with Mike Adams this afternoon. He'll broadcast it probably in a day or two. He's already been talking about the intelligence I gave him regarding the aircraft at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base at Tucson, Arizona. Information I got from two private sources that don't know each other, which is good journalism, by the way. Information, intelligence that the U.S. Air Force has been taking hundreds of aircraft out of mothballs and putting them back into service at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. Just take one aircraft, for example. A neighbor of mine used to work on military aircraft, do maintenance, and he says, John, to take a C-130 transport aircraft, which has been the backbone of U.S. Air Force for more than half a century, it takes a team of 260 men and women, It takes about 3 weeks, and it costs more than $1 million just for one airplane. It's a massive undertaking. We didn't know 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, where the aircraft were going. Now we know where they're going. Two places, the Philippines and Europe. Europe probably means Poland, most likely. Maybe Germany also, but most likely Poland. And if you're getting ready for World War III, you wouldn't do this 2 or 3 years ahead of time. You would do it maybe 6 to 12 months ahead of time, wouldn't you, Kirk?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds ominous. I mean, to obviously, I mean, no matter what they're using it for, I know they've got that big air operation exercise planned. Is that starting now? Is that starting tomorrow? I think it might be, huh? Monday?
I'm not sure. It's close.
No, 12th, it's close. Maybe? Yeah. But anyway, obviously this isn't for that because it's still ongoing, number one.
Well, there's another aspect to this. They don't have enough pilots to fly all these airplanes. So about half, I don't know the percentage, about half of commercial airline pilots are retired military. And they'll be brought back. They won't have any choice. They'll be recalled to duty. The Air Force Reserve will be called up. Same thing with mechanics. They don't have enough mechanics to service these planes and keep them operating. So they'll be bringing in retired Air Force people back into duty, on duty. And same thing, Air Force Reserve. Put on active duty to do the maintenance on all these aircraft. It's a massive logistical undertaking, Kirk.
Yeah, it sounds pretty heavy duty. I've got a couple of relatives. One is a retired Air Force squadron commander, colonel, and his son is also in the Air Force now. I think he's a captain. And a year ago, they were doing increased activity over in Europe. You know, for what, I don't know. They didn't discuss it with me, and I didn't ask. But there's definitely a lot happening in that direction, for sure.
Absolutely.
A lot of prep going on, which means that we need to step up our prep.
Absolutely. Well, this is the real deal. And being a broadcast journalist, it carries a lot of responsibility with it. News of this significance, I would be very reluctant to put it out unless I had two independent sources that don't know each other. That's the case with this information. People need to pay heed. They need to make whatever adjustments they need to make in their own lifestyle, their own situation, to get ready for hostilities to commence. Hopefully there won't be hostilities on the continental United States, but that's not off the table, is it?
No, I think we've got issues coming, you know, for sure. Certainly pockets of resistance, probably. I mean, with what's happening now, you know, you got the food, you got the health, you got the money, you have the, you know, the digital ID, you have all these things happening, the social movements that we see that are disruptive and causing conflict. All of these things are coming to a head.
They are. Well, the culture war continues to become more bizarre all the time, doesn't it?
I can't believe it. I mean, just even on some of the shows, you know, there was referencing of, I think, didn't you have an instance? You had an instance with someone at the store. Was it Home Depot or Lowe's? And
oh yeah,
I think Doug mentioned
Lowe's.
That he did as well.
Yeah. An assistant manager. He was like, he wasn't the manager, but he was an assistant manager. And I had an issue. I need some help with something, and the regular clerk referred me to the assistant manager, a adult male, about 6'4", about 260 pounds. With lipstick and makeup and fingernail polish.
Jeez.
And wearing the normal clothing that a man would wear. And quite bizarre. I didn't do anything except have what I considered a normal interaction. I treated
right.
him as if he was a normal adult male instead of a mentally ill male.
Right.
But why the manager of Lowe's tolerates one of his male employees coming to work with makeup, lipstick, fingernail polish. I guess they're afraid of being sued. What do you think?
I mean, lately there's been at least one in every Home Depot and Lowe's. They're not always on duty, obviously, but I mean, I've seen it, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, developing into that. And, you know, some pull it off better than others. But it sounds like this was quite an experience. And it happened to me once, too, and I kind of responded the same way you did. But, yeah, I think that it's the policy, you know, of the company, that they're going to allow this and foster it and promote it. And, you know, next will be the litter boxes, you know, in the break room. And continue.
I haven't mentioned that for a while, but right down the road from me, about a 45-minute ride away, is a world-class university for engineering. University of Missouri Science and Technology, and I think it was last school year they installed litter boxes for the female students who believe they're cats to relieve themselves. Mental illness is mental illness. I mean, Kirk, if you were next time we came together, you were dressed up like Napoleon, and you thought you were Napoleon, I would not address you as Your Highness.
Right. You know, that's right. I'd rather be Napoleon than a woman.
I would treat you with courtesy and respect, but I wouldn't address you as Your Highness. I wouldn't do that.
Right. That's right.
But we're expected to go along with the mental illness and treat it as if it's real. Treat the female student who pretends to be a cat because of her mental illness as if she really is a cat. This is beyond the pale. This is absurdity to a level of I never believed I'd ever see in my lifetime.
It's just a bizarre set of circumstances, you know, and there's a lot of words now that they don't want used and they want other words used instead. I mean, even beyond the pronouns. It's really, in my opinion, it's a waste of time. I mean, the idea that we can live in a free society where no one is going to have to face offense to any other comment, I mean, is contra, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously, and the only way to really discover the truth or what's behind these things is to have a conversation. And if you can't use certain descriptive words, then you can't have the conversation. So it just lends itself to people just being shut down, and I think ultimately that's what they want.
It is. And Anheuser-Busch is owned by a European company called InBev. I'm not sure the Bush family has any more input into the company at all. I don't know any members of the Bush family, but I know people who knew members of the Bush family quite well, one way or another. I don't, you know, obviously they have a board of directors, probably mostly European. These are men and women who tend to be living, I believe, in some kind of altered reality.
Yes.
These Europeans had no idea what Americans think and believe. They thought they could, that this young man, pretending to be a teenage girl would help their sales and help them be a more profitable company. Anheuser-Busch, which is now being called Transheuser-Busch, is in serious danger of financial disruption that will destroy the company. That's how bad this has gotten that quickly.
Oh, I believe it. The sales numbers and the capital way down.
Their stock value is down so much. Their profits are down so much, and I don't see any end in sight. They've woken up the sleeping giant. Same thing with Target. They lost $1 billion a day the first 10 days after this thing went public.
Yeah, they're now being accosted by more than 20 homosexual support groups, you know, insisting that they reinstall the trans clothing section.
Right, well, if the one, the homosexual community is about 3% of the people in this country. The people who support this trans stuff is maybe less than 1% of the people in this country.
Oh, that's not the young people. The young people, it's behalf that support it.
Well, that may be, but they don't have American Express credit cards in their back pocket. So they're not the ones spending the money.
Right,
it's the adults paying the money are the ones who are going to shut down Target. That's what's going to happen, and is happening, and it should happen.
I believe it. I haven't been back into the store since this happened. I've been there a few times, but I stay out in the car. I'm not interested in even looking at it or seeing it.
Absolutely. Well, they did it to themselves, and it's, I say, that's good that they did it to themselves. And I hope that they will get all the benefits of what they've set up, which will be putting themselves out of business.
I didn't know that Anheuser-Busch was European-owned.
Yeah, the Bush family sold out to InBev. It's been maybe 6 or 8 years ago. I don't know exactly when.
Just in time, huh?
Yeah. They're all multimillionaires, and it's been the family business for more than a century. InBev. I don't know anything about the company other than it's European. I don't know what if there's a particular European country they're connected to. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, this is
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa R. has flown by. Kirk hasn't. Kirk, are you there?
Sorry, I thought I had mute on. Yeah, I checked out this InBev online. It's quite the European and South American conglomerate. There's, gosh, I don't know, 20 different brands that they control, mentioned in some kind of a thing is also Miller Coors and, you know, Molson. I think they were involved in a sale there somehow. Bass, Brahma, Budweiser, Michelob, which, of course, we know. There was one other that I saw, too, that I thought was pretty interesting. Corona.
Really?
So it's quite the extensive operation. Yeah, interesting.
Multinational would be a fair statement. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a shame that they did this to themselves, but they have no one but to blame but themselves, do they?
No, and I'm sure it's a sacrificial lamb. I mean, notice how these other brands are not quite involved, you know, in this controversy, at least not.
Well, you know, InBev is big enough to survive losing Anheuser-Busch, but and if Anheuser-Busch ends up closing in St. Louis, it'll be another brewery to take its place, most likely.
Maybe they felt like because it was more of an American brand, you know, it fit in with their modus operandi of attacking, you know, some of the American institutions. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, they live in an altered reality. They thought they were doing something that would be okay and be profitable. That's all these people think about is making profit. They thought it would help their business to have this young man pretend to be a teenage girl, promote their product. Well, they're found out different. And it's going to cost a lot of good paying jobs, unfortunately, from innocent men and women who work for the brewery. But that's a shame. It's the consequences of a really bad decision, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. Well, that's too bad. Your final comments, sir. We've got about a minute left here, sir.
Take advantage of the sales going on right now at Water Revolution. We've got our first-class Ready Pure unit on sale, obviously $100 off, even in quantity. We're known also for our antioxidant lower cartridges, which are available for that unit, allowing you to make the alkaline antioxidant water directly from that unit. And then we've got all of our higher-end and lower-end filtration and energizing water equipment on sale as well. So check us out. Give us a call. You can reach us through the John Moore website at the link there, or you can call us direct at 336-525-1015.
Okay. I hope people will do that and get these filters in their home while they can. Get them ready to go. All right. Thank you, Kirk. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow on the show.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's yeah. Thank you.
I think he said he's gonna give it. I think it's gonna be tomorrow, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I think recording
today. That would
be
unusually fast for Rab to broadcast something the next day after it's been recorded. But that's great. Need to get this information out there.
We'll look for it. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it. Okay. Top hour break. Back to Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.